producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks. I need to tell you, Trevor came through like a prince today, like 3 minutes before I was supposed to go on the air. Everything crashed. My computer crashed. The internet crashed. I couldn't connect. Everything was fine 5 minutes before that. So Trevor said, okay, well, you know, I'll put up a call. And we finally got, it turns out that the internet crashed, a wire was bad, and the connection that apparently when the computer was fine, when the internet went down and the wire was wrong, that the connection to Trevor changed without telling me. Luckily, it's one of those things about, you know, we talk all the time about just being willing, when everything goes wrong, to try something. I mean, what do you have to lose at that moment, right? And so you can hear there are three separate systems that all crashed at the same time. Basically, they overlap, but they're not connected. So fixing one didn't fix the others. But so I guess this is, number one, a testimony to Trevor's intrepid ability to just sort of say, okay, we'll do something. And also John Harmon, who was helping. So yay for Trevor, yay for John. Number one. Number two, my ability to not completely panic and say, okay, because I'll tell you what happened. It was not only that I thought, well, okay, I can't do the program right now. But the problem is I didn't know what the problem was, and I have to do the program. You know, I mean, if not in the first hour, certainly the second hour. If not today, then tomorrow. So it was just a matter of just keep digging. So I actually called up my internet provider who disconnected on me. I hate them. I will not even tell you who they are because I'm sure you hate them too. But the point being, all is well, sort of. Trevor, do you have a headache? I have a headache from this.
No, I feel pretty good, actually.
Well, there you go.
Believe me or not.
I mean, yeah, what are you going to do, right?
Just glad we're alive.
And today is National Pizza with Everything Except Anchovies Day, which I feel is absolutely biased against anchovies, which are actually a very good source of, I think it's vitamin A. Anchovies are actually very good for you. A little salty, but very good for you. It's also Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, which I should have clearly chug-a-lugged hours ago. Happy Hour Day, which I guess if you're going to chug-a-lug something between anchovies and chicken soup and happy hour, I get which will make you happiest. And World Usability Day. I have no... What is a World Usability Day? What would that mean? And there's also one of the questions that I have is, if today is National Pizza with Everything Except Anchovies, is there a day that's pizza with only anchovies? I don't know. All right, it turns out this is a worldwide day that brings communities of professional, industrial, educational, citizen, and government groups for our common objective to ensure that the services and products important to life are easier to access and simpler to use. It's about celebration and education, celebrating the strides we have made in creating usable products and educating the masses about how usability impacts our daily lives. It's about making our world work better. So it's perfectly appropriate that everything crashed here. It's about reaching out to the common citizen and spreading the message we don't have to put up with products and services that don't work well and that human error is a misnomer. I don't know. Somehow that seems wildly appropriate, don't you think?
I would say so, yes.
This is actually the 10-year anniversary. Did you know that? Had you ever heard of World Usability Day before?
No, I can't say that I had.
I haven't either. 25,000 people have been a part of the initiative to share the important message that people matter. Technology should help people improve and enjoy their lives. Well, at least I don't do this with an orange juice can and a string. We have seen our resources grow and shrink and grow again, but through it all, it's the global network of approximately 10,000 volunteers that have kept our community growing. No one should have to suffer through products and services getting their way. People should not be made to feel stupid by technology. Too late. But it is an interesting concept, right?
Yes.
I'd never heard of it before, so there we go. On this day, in 1439, Plymouth, England becomes the first town incorporated by the English Parliament. Well, that somehow seems kind of cool, because Plymouth was the first town incorporated by the Brits, and it was the landing place for the pilgrims in the United States. And maybe that's why they called it Plymouth Rock, right? Because it would be the first, obviously, it wasn't incorporated, but it would be the first town, in theory, if you're a Brit, that came here, you know, on, I don't know, on the Mayflower. So there you go. Do we think that that is probably why they called it that? Maybe. I don't know. In 1892, William Pudge Heffelfinger becomes the first professional American football player on record participating in his first paid game for the Allegheny Athletic Association. You know who'd like to know that? Manny. 1905, Norway holds a referendum in favor of monarchy over republic. Huh, I wonder if they had to do it again. 1918, Austria becomes a republic. So they obviously opted for a republic over a monarchy. In 1933, Hugh Gray takes the first known photographs alleged to be of a Loch Ness monster. Alleged being serious. 1936, in California, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opens to traffic. That was one of the ones that got clobbered in the earthquake. I was actually on it the night that it sort of fell apart. You could only go so far, and it was very scary, actually. In 1958, a team of rock climbers led by Warren Harding complete the first ascent of the nose on El Capitan in Yosemite Valley. So we have a lot of, yesterday we talked about Everest, today El Capitan. 1980, the NASA space probe Voyager 1 makes its closest approach to Saturn and takes the first images of its rings. That wasn't very long ago, right? 35 years. In 1981, the space shuttle program mission STS-2, utilizing the space shuttle Columbia, marks the first time a manned spacecraft is launched into space twice. Reusing stuff, good idea. In 1990, Tim Berners-Lee publishes a formal proposal to the World Wide Web. There you go. In 2003, Shanghai Transrapid sets a new world speed record, 311 miles per hour for commercial railway system, which remains the fastest for unmodified commercial rail vehicles. That's fast, right? Because an airplane goes, what, about 600 to 700 miles an hour, so it's half the speed of a plane? I'd take that. Although I once took the Acela, which is supposed to be really fast, but it turns out it's only fast if the rails are open. And they had the rails up because of a drawbridge. So a trip that usually takes about 4 hours was supposed to take 2.5, took 9. I missed rehearsal dinner. I complained to them. They gave me some of my money back. 2014, the Philae lander deployed from the European Space Agency's Rosetta probe reaches the surface of Comet 67P, Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Easy for you to say. There you go. So 855-993-7569. It's really interesting that they're talking about Usability Day, because I'm reading, admittedly a little after the fact, but I'm reading the Steve Jobs biography, which I apparently won all sorts of prizes. But I decided, you know, I read The Martian after I saw the Martian movie, and I read Steve Jobs after I saw the Steve Jobs movie. In fact, both Steve Jobs movies, so... But his whole thing was that he was not as good an engineer, but he was a good designer and really felt usability was part of the deal. So maybe he would have. The crash today was just beyond. It was, as I said, it was a perfect storm of all the things that could possibly go wrong. 855-993-7569. And it turns out some very good news. The applications for jobless aid are near a historic low. So there we go. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know what? I thought, Trevor, I just thought of a cool thing to put up on Facebook, which is, how do you say thank you? You know, what's your best way of saying thank you? Because, first of all, the words themselves are not to be underestimated. But sometimes, if somebody has really done something above and beyond the call of duty, figuring out something that's above and beyond the call of thank you is not necessarily a bad idea, right? So
yeah, that's good.
Let's put that up. We're going to do what are you grateful for, but we'll do that closer to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is actually 2 weeks from today. Did you realize that?
Oi. That's coming up quick, huh?
Apparently you had not. Yeah.
I hadn't realized that, no.
There you go. All right. So did we find the Facebook thing that we were looking for?
The biggest and or best surprise you've ever had on a date?
Yeah.
Was found by me.
I never doubted you for a moment.
That's great.
There you go. All right. Can you think of the biggest or the best surprise you've ever had on a date?
One time my girlfriend surprised me by cooking dinner and then setting up like a nice, you know, kind of the rom-com dinner by candlelight in the living room. It was
That's
wonderful.
That's pretty cute.
It was very cute.
Yeah. Do you remember what she cooked?
Yeah, it was, okay, maybe I don't. It was delicious, whatever it was.
Yeah, there we go.
So right. That was fun. How about you?
I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think. I'll tell you the one that came to mind. It took a minute to come to mind. The only time I've ever actually been fired. Well, and technically, I suppose I wasn't. They just didn't renew my contract, and I had another job as soon as I was off the air for about 3 weeks. And as soon as by contract I was allowed to be back on the air, I was. So I guess that's actually twice that's happened to me. But the first time it happened in San Francisco. And the person who fired me, my whole thing is if you're going to get fired for something. And in both the cases where I've been fired, one, I said no to a blatant sexual overture and just, not going to play and got fired for it, which, I would absolutely do again. And what sort of kept my career going is I kept my mouth shut about it. People knew, but they didn't know for me. And so, I certainly had a basis for suing and chose not to for a bunch of reasons, but mostly because I wanted to continue to work. And the person that I was seeing at the time, it made the front page of the three, the two San Francisco newspapers and the San Jose Merc. And I wasn't that big a deal. So it was one of those, it was kind of both reassuring and terrifying all at the same time. But I digress a bit because the person I was seeing met me at the station, and he'd chartered a limousine, and we drove around the city, including going down, I think it's called the most crooked street in America. And he had champagne and chocolate for me. And I think that in some ways was the coolest thing that anybody had ever done, just because he knew, and my idea was they were kind enough. The program director was kind enough to tell me just before I went on the air that was going to be my last night, which doesn't usually happen in broadcasting. Usually you're told after you get off the air because I guess they're afraid that we'll do terrible things, which most of us don't. And my deal was, look, I'll tell you this because I'm always truthful with you, but I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about let me do what I do, which is to help you guys with things that are going on in your life. So that was probably the biggest surprise on a date. So it was a very cool thing for him to do. All right, let's hear what other people said.
All right, Tony says, a trip to New Orleans from a BF. Also last year, a weekend in Mexico with my grandparents.
Well, those are both kind of cool things, aren't they? Especially when they're, the surprise part is always, in movies they always show up with two plane tickets and will buy you stuff there, But I'll tell you one other example where of this didn't happen to me, but I was around it. I was at a spa, and a man and his wife and three kids showed up, and it turned out that he told her that they were going to look at it, and it was her birthday. And they had packed a bag for her and gone and bought her all these exercise clothes so she wouldn't get suspicious. And that was their gift, that she was going to be there for the next week. And I thought that was an incredibly cool thing to do. It was just very well thought out. And so she had all these new exercise stuff, and she was going to be at the spa for a week, and her whole family was there and had a birthday party for her and all of us sang. And I thought that was great. All right, keep going.
All right, Tracy says, hubby bought my Garth Brooks tickets twice. I think she means me. Hubby bought me Garth Brooks tickets twice.
That's very cool. Garth he's not around very much anymore. Has he had an album out recently? I don't think so. Like 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, go ahead. Nice guy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, this one comes from Robert, who says, I took a blind date to a restaurant, and she noticed I had a cold sore. She says loud enough for people at other tables to hear, you have herpes? Then afterwards, she wants to go somewhere but doesn't tell me where, but gives me directions. We stop in front of the bus depot. She goes in and comes back after 10 minutes later and tells me that she wanted to show me off to her ex-husband. She told me that he wanted to come out and hit me.
Wow, I hope there was not a second date there. Well, no, so she went to the bus station, but he didn't go in?
Yeah, hopefully not. It doesn't really, that's kind of where it ends.
I think I would have given her a big kiss on the lips at that moment. But
yeah.
That's because I'm a nasty human being. But, geez, that you know, wow. And that's, I mean, when I was doing dating disasters, I interviewed a huge number of men and women about disastrous relationships. And, I mean, I could go on nearly endlessly about, like, people who stiffed other people and people who ordered, you know, huge amount of stuff, you know, expensive wines and a lot of cocktails and the most expensive entree, and then offered to split the check. And the women had left, you know, had ordered a lot of stuff and said they went to the ladies' room and just left. I mean, there are really all sorts of, but this one, the herpes and the ex-husband are, I mean, that one may sort of be in the Hall of Fame. We may retire that jersey.
Yeah.
That's really awful.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, she's, now we understand why, and why her husband would hit anybody. It seemed to me he should be lighting candles for anybody to take her off his hands. She sounds like a real piece of work. Woo.
Exactly.
Not a nice person. All right, we got any more of those?
That's it. That's all the surprises we've gotten. Two sweet ones and one bizarre one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I suppose we could do dating horror stories. But that, I instead of a little reluctant to do that.
Yeah, who wants to slog through that one day?
Well, yeah, it's not only that. I mean, some of them could probably be amusing, but it'll, you know, the only reason to do it is to make you feel really comfortable about being married, that you don't have to go out there and date ever again.
Yeah.
Although you should be dating your spouse, but that's a whole different thing. Do you and your sweet Babu have weekly dates?
We do. We do try to, you know, set some time aside to do something fun together.
Good. Keep it up. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That even with all the perfect storm of internet mess that occurred today, that the reason that I could get everything up and running with a little bit of help takes a community, so I could tell you about the movies. Okay, Bunch open this week. I'll just go in order and then tell you the good news and the bad news. The 33 is the story of the 33 miners that were trapped underground for 69 days, which is obviously more than 2 months. And I mean, it was, they saved 33, but there were actually 200 miners. So 167 people actually perished. This is the story of the people that they got out. It stars Antonio Banderas, Rodrigo Santoro, who I think really steals the movie, who plays the kind of aide to the mayor who is just determined to make things okay. Juliette Binoche plays the estranged sister of one of the miners. James Brolin has only a cameo, but he comes and does his usual kind of cool thing. When I got invited to this, I saw it quite some time ago. I said, look, I'm a little claustrophobic. I don't know if I could watch this. And it actually will not particularly bother you from the claustrophobic standpoint. It's a little heavy-handed, but it's an interesting movie. I don't know that it's going to knock James Bond off the mark or the Peanuts gang, but it's an interesting movie. Okay, Love the Coopers is somebody decided, okay, let's get into the Christmas spirit early, and this has got a great cast. It's got Diane Keaton, John Goodman, Ed Helms. It's a family that's getting together who is clearly somewhat dysfunctional. Four generations, unexpected visitors, unlikely events. I mean, you've seen all this before, but it's fun to see this cast just because they're a big, fancy cast. And it's one of those kind of movies that you can, it's PG-13, so you could take most of the family to it and get you in the holiday spirit a little bit. And I guess makes you feel that maybe your family isn't quite as crazy as everybody else's or as you thought they were. So, I liked it. It's got enough of an edge to it that it doesn't rot your teeth, which most Christmas movies do. So this one should do okay. My All-American is Aaron Eckhart playing Daryl Royal from University of Texas. Finn Wittrock plays Freddie Steinmark. Now, admittedly, I went to Rice and not the University of Texas, but Freddie Steinmark was apparently a relatively small guy, actually from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, whose father coached him, and nobody was really interested in him because even though he was feisty, that he was pretty small. And so Daryl Royal saw something in him and recruited both he and his friend, and they had a very promising career. I think if you see anything about this, you know that something's going to happen to Freddie, and anybody who goes to the University of Texas knows what happened to Freddie, but I'm not going to tell you. This is from the same guy who wrote Rudy and Hoosiers, but he also directed it for the first time. Some of the, I think writing and directing at the same time means there's no one to say this line doesn't work. So some of it does, some of it doesn't, but it's kind of an all-American. If you like watching football, you'll probably get a kick out of this one. By the Sea is Angelina Jolie, also Brad Pitt, Melanie Laurent, and Melville Poupad. The idea is it's set in France during the 70s. And the reason we know that is that Pat Nixon is on the cover of Life magazine. That Vanessa, who she says she was in the theater, it turns out she's a dancer, and her husband Roland, who's a writer, are traveling around. And they stop in one kind of beautiful seaside town with a fabulous hotel. She has so many hats that you figure she has enough luggage to take up most of the Queen Mary. To be quite honest, she directed this, as I mentioned, as well as writing it and stars in it. My guess is that if her last name was not Jolie Pitt but was Smith, that this movie never would have been made. It's really three different movies. The first is watching two beautiful people who it's the worst acting I've seen from either of them, but sort of being miserable around each other. The second part is that she discovers a peephole between the hotel rooms where the next hotel room has got newlywed couple. Now, there's so many problems with this, is that you can hear the other people through the wall, so why wouldn't they hear through the peephole? There's lights on. I mean, it makes no sense. But that's the second part of the movie. And the third part is whether or not they'll be reconciled and the disaster with the married couple. I thought it was, I wanted that time of my life back, so I was not a fan of this movie at all. Entertainment is another movie that is rated R. It's going to have maybe a very particular audience. It just didn't include me. A guy who's going to meet his daughter is trying to revive his dwindling career. He's not funny, even though he's a comedian. He plays dead-end shows in the Mojave Desert. There were some sort of images in this that I thought were haunting, but by and large, I thought the movie was just unpleasant. Ingrid Bergman in Own Words, if you like Ingrid Bergman, she's a really interesting woman. It also has Roberto Rossellini and Pia Lindstrom, as well as I mean, so they've got her kids in it. I think they have Sigourney Weaver in this as well. And so she took a whole lot of pictures. A young Swedish girl who became one of the most celebrated actresses of American and world cinema. And then, of course, she got divorced, and it was a huge scandal. She was considered the most hated woman in the world. But it's an interesting documentary, and hearing her daughters talk about her as a mother and other people talk about her as a movie icon is kind of interesting. So if you're interested in sort of movie lore or Ingrid Bergman, I think you'd probably get a kick out of it. Entertainment, as far as I'm concerned, was completely missable. By the Sea, completely missable, although the hats were interesting. My All-American, you've seen most of it before, except this one. I mean, Daryl Royal and the University of Texas are kind of interesting, to me at least, because I went to school at Rice. But, I mean, you've seen most of it before, which is true of Love the Coopers. And the 33 is an unusual story, but you don't really know very much about any of the characters. You really don't know. You find out that one man has a wife and a mistress, and you find out that one man is estranged from his sister, but there are not enough backstories here for you to really have any sense about what's going on. And what they're, for me, the most interesting thing was seeing the reunion of the guys at a dinner party after they'd been rescued, and understanding, you know, how, I guess part of it is having just, as I said, finished The Martian and understanding about being, you know, a year and a half on a place where there's nobody else. These guys had each other, which was sort of a good news, bad news kind of situation. It didn't always work out very well for them. But I suppose maybe part of the reason I liked it is because I survived it, even though I was a little claustrophobic about it. So my guess is that none of these movies will probably make it into the number one, two, or three spot. I think it'll probably be probably Martian will probably hang on. I think James Bond will hang on, and I think Peanuts will hang on. But they can all fight over the fourth and fifth spot. My guess, you know, I don't know. I would guess that maybe the 33 may make it in the top five, and I don't think the Angelina Jolie will particularly. Although I don't know how other people have reviewed it. Maybe they liked it better than I did. Entertainment, no way. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe the Diane Keaton, just because it's family, and we haven't seen Diane Keaton on screen for a while. And John Goodman is always fun to watch. So, or maybe people are just ready to be in the Christmas spirit. So, 855-993-7569. You can hear this is kind of the pre-holiday kind of movie time. So, you know, it will probably take another week or two. We've got Creed coming out. We've got a whole bunch of Thanksgiving movies. So I guess this is kind of the lull before we really start the award season and the 'cause there are a bunch of movies that will open between. And I know Star Wars is coming out. I know, which will wipe everything else off the planet. So, all right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind. I promise we'll do a What Do You Feel Grateful For, but I think I'm going to get a little closer to Thanksgiving because I don't want your gratitude to have peaked before Thanksgiving. All right. We'll bring cranberries. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. This is kind of an interesting story that we've kind of danced around before, and I suspect there will be more information on it as well. Is there a Joe's Crab Shack anywhere near you?
Somewhere. I feel like I've seen one very recently.
Well, all right, they have apparently 130 locations nationally. They've been around for about 24, 25 years. And they're going to do a no-tipping policy at 18 of their locations. So not all of them, and they're not doing any of them in Florida. They're apparently, they have 13 in Florida. And they're not going to implement it across all, as I said, all the 130 stations, or the 130 restaurants. They said that they're going to pay the staff, the servers, a higher fixed hourly rate, and credit card receipts will no longer include a tip line. Basically, this is kind of upsetting. Servers typically earn $2.13 an hour.
That is not
the
much.
The federal rate for tipped workers since 1991 plus tips. That's awful.
Yikes.
The company did not specify the increased hourly wage. Menu prices at the testing locations have increased slightly to account for the added labor cost. The higher prices are typically less than the average 20% service tip. 20% increase in menu prices is a lot. They said, we believe, this is the kind of the interesting part to me. We believe that consistently great service should always be included in the menu price, so we are taking the responsibility for paying the service staff. I personally believe tipping is an antiquated model, and you have seen most businesses in America migrate away from it over the last 50 to 100 years. I'm not sure that's completely true. National chain serves seafood. Restaurant tipping has been a hot topic throughout the restaurant industry. In New York, Danny Meyer, who owns Gramercy Tavern, the Modern, which is at the at MoMA, Blue Smoke, Union Square Cafe, which are always those, at least Gramercy Tavern is usually viewed as the best restaurant in the city. Blue Smoke is barbecue place down here, Union Square Cafe. So these are big deal restaurants. And he's going to eliminate tips at all of his 13 restaurants. And he says very much the same thing. He said, we believe hospitality is a team sport, and it takes an entire team to provide you with the experiences you have come to expect from us. Unfortunately, many of our colleagues, our cooks, our reservationists, didn't even know that that was a term, and dishwashers aren't able to share in our guests' generosity, even though their contributions are just as vital to the outcome of your experience. Meyer said prices at his high-end restaurants would increase 20% as a result of the policy. So there's an advocacy organization called Restaurant Opportunities Centers United, or ROC. I don't know what they are. It actually would be ROCU, but never mind. That fights for a full fair wage, at least $15 an hour, hailed Meyer's decision. He is a member of this group. They applaud the efforts by all restaurant employers to explore wage structures that aim to pay employees a fair, usable base wage, helping to mitigate the problematic system that is inherent in the tipping model. Across the country, tipped workers struggle to make ends meet as their income is made up almost entirely of customers' tips rather than a wage. There are 3.3 million tipped workers in the country. The median wage for tipped workers, including tips, is about $9 an hour. It's not very much. It's encouraging to see a trend like this pick up, but restaurants that eliminate tipping need to be transparent about their wages and pay their workers as much as they were getting with tips. Well, especially if they're only getting $9. That doesn't seem to me a terribly fair thing to do. Europe has just adds. It's called service charge. And so as a result, quite often Europeans who come here don't tip, which causes a bit of chaos sometimes. I don't know. I thought we'd sort of talk about it a little bit on Facebook and see what people think. I sort of feel like that both should happen. I think that service should be paid a living. I think everybody should be paid a living wage. I mean, the artificially low prices because people are basically being ripped off doesn't seem to me fair, especially at as many. The restaurants that we're talking about here are fairly expensive restaurants. Like serious kinds of expenses, and presumably the tips, because it's usually a percentage, are fairly healthy as well. So the restaurateur having to make up. I think also the idea that other people who are not out front are not saving, although at a lot of restaurants they do. They have a tip jar and everybody puts their money in at the end and that everybody gets a percentage. But when you're being a barista, do you get tipped?
Yes.
Have you ever figured out what percentage of your income from that job are tips?
No, I'm really bad at math. So I have not done that, no.
Do you have any, I mean, could you estimate it?
Well, I mean, I haven't done it for a while.
Do you know what your hourly wage is?
It was about $8 an hour, so it wasn't like server, you know, $2.50 an hour, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then, you know, add maybe $20 a shift.
So how many hours would that be?
I would work anything from 5 to 7 hours a day.
Well, it's only $4 an hour. Well, $4 an hour basically almost doubles your... No, yeah. it's 50% more.
Right.
Hmm. So, $8 plus four is $12, which is still about minimum wage. I mean, it should be closer to 15.
Right. So when the wages are so low, you really kind of do depend on tips to make up the difference.
Yeah,
but I definitely agree with the sentiment of the article saying that, you know, it's the restaurateur's responsibility to reimburse their people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because if your serving staff is terrible, then you're going to lose customers. So they're basically your partners. They're your sort of upfront kind of folk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to pay more at a restaurant. The thing is that I also, if somebody's done a particularly good job, then I sort of want to be able to say thank you. If someone's done a particularly terrible job, I'll probably complain to somebody. Although, I'm good about it. If somebody's done a really good job, I'll go and I'll tip them, but also go find the manager. If someone's done a terrible job, unless I can figure out a reason why, you know, that somehow I contributed to it, or it was, you know, they just weren't as friendly as they should be, or whatever. That's one thing. But, because I hate to cause people grief. But still, I mean, it seemed to me that part of the deal is that in restaurants, that the server is part of the deal. So, it seems to me that paying a minimum wage, or paying a reasonable that would be wage, not rage, is a good idea. But I also feel like tipping is an okay thing to do if that's what you want to do. It's just tough if you have to be dependent on it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.